Well, it leads to conflict. I mean, I think Egypt's position here is that the water is theirs. I think Ethiopia's position is no, the water, it's in our country, it's ours. I think what Egypt is trying to do now is to get other people vested in this problem, to bring in international powers to try to mediate and really force the Ethiopians to moderate their position towards the Egyptian position because nobody wants to see war break out.
Ethiopia's water minister Selchi Bekele said he had no comment on Sisi's statement, and he said, "We are not utilizing water generated from Egypt or Sudan, as water does not flow upstream to Ethiopia." He said Ethiopia could not enter into an agreement that infringed on its rights to utilize the Nile. What do you make of that?
That's really discouraging because basically that's sort of the absolutist statement. Egypt views some of the water from the Nile, whether it goes from the White Nile or the Blue Nile, all the way up, to Lake Albert and beyond, as being its water. Ethiopia here is saying, nope, what's in our country is ours, and what's downstream, whatever we allow to go downstream, be happy for it. This is a position that has been problems in rivers that flow through other countries. The Colorado River in the United States is almost completely empty by the time it crosses into Mexico because so much water is taken out of it. In the past, there was conflicts when Turkey built the Ataturk Dam. Both Syria and Iraq were concerned about water levels being removed. And right now, China is building multiple dams across the Mekong River that will stop the flow of water into Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam. So this is a problem in international relations. And unfortunately, the Ethiopian position is one that greatly concerns Egypt. But Egypt is so dependent on the Nile, they can't just grin and bear it.
Sisi said, "I'm telling our brothers in Ethiopia, let's not reach the point where you touch a drop of Egypt's water because all options are open." News reports said that Egyptian special forces are positioned already in Sudan. So if Egypt decided to resort to a military action, what kind of military operations would be available to Egypt?
Well, Egypt has a very capable military, particularly for conventional operations. If they're operating in conjunction with Sudan, they obviously would be able to stage raids in and out. I don't think this would be a special forces kind of activity where a small group of people would set charges. It's very, very hard to destroy a project of this magnitude. I think you'd have to militarily, an aerial bombardment would be what would be necessary. Egypt could do it from Sudanese bases without having to refuel. So that is in the realm of the possibility. But once that happens, they could do it once, and then Ethiopia would probably invest in significant air defenses and just rebuild the dam with the assumption of no goodwill. So in the long term, that would be a loss for Egypt. Egypt has to find a way to collaborate with Ethiopia on this, and Sudan does as well. And that's going to be hard because right now, Ethiopia rejects the concept that any of this water is Egypt's.